my brothers and sisters, today as we celebrate the solemnity of Saint Peter and Saint Paul, we recognize that God is truly the one who is at work in the midst of many differences. Peter and Paul were very different in many ways, not only in personality, but also in mission and purpose. Peter was sent to a more Jewish community to be entrusted by the Lord Jesus Christ as his vicar here on earth. And Paul was sent to the Gentiles in order to bring all nations to the light of the gospel. They didn't like each other at times, and at times too they butt-headed, and they had verbal disagreement with each other. And so we see that even in the midst of today's church, we oftentimes let our differences become the breaking point and become a division among ourselves. And it is so easy to be stuck behind our differences and how things are not the way they're supposed to be, quote unquote. But yet, at the end of the day, what we fail to do is that we forget that we're all called to holiness. The church at the foundation of her mission, her calling, her purpose, is this universal call to holiness, that it is the Lord who had called us, just like what we have heard in the second reading today from St. Paul. He called us as a light to the nation, and we pour ourselves out at libation, at offerings to him. So no matter what our differences may be, may we remember that we're all called to sanctify each other and to seek holiness in loving, living, embracing, and allowing his will to be the mission, the purpose, and the hope in every moment. At the end of the day, my brothers and sisters, ask yourself and myself this question. Are we preaching the gospel, or are we stuck behind our own righteousness? Are we allowing our differences, perhaps personal, political, social, or even personality differences, to divide us and turn us against one another? Or are we humble enough to seek the Lord therein and to allow his grace to be at work in us? St. Peter and St. Paul tells us that our differences do not define us, but it is our same mission to pour out ourselves as libation, as offering to the Lord, so that in our own humility, in our own genuineness, we preach the gospel at all times. Are we preaching the gospel at all times with our words and our actions? Or are we preaching our own self, our own politics, our own agenda, and our own likings, our own demands, our own expectation, or our own whatever upon other people? And at times too, upon the Lord. We have to be careful with that, my brothers and sisters. Today, the Lord Jesus have promised St. Peter when he gave him the key, by telling him as well as his vicars, that the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. Do you believe that? Do you believe that even with the Holy Father, even with his successors, even the vicars of Christ in all of their imperfections, in all the things that we do not like about them, in all of their failures, shortcoming, or the things we hope that they would do, that the gate of hell shall not rebel against it? God is faithful. Christ is faithful. And he didn't choose Peter or Paul because they were perfect, but because they somehow were outstanding. Both of them betrayed the Lord or have persecuted the church. Both of them were imperfect and had their own shortcoming, but both of them were faithful, humble, and tried their best to preach the gospel. And so should we. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, as we celebrate the solemnities of Saints Peter and Saint Paul today, may we find that humility, that perseverance, that genuineness to truly be faithful to the Lord who had been faithful to us as we pour ourselves out at libation and offerings to Him who hath loved us. For He is faithful, and the gate of hell shall never prevail against His church.